I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World.
I am reaching out to the people, to the whole world, to please open your hearts and help the Philippines. Do not abandon us. Any help, big and small, will come a long way.
A Filipina in London whose own children are missing back in the Philippines after Typhoon Haiyan's devastation. Storm survivors desperately need the help. And when we hear of their plight, most of us want to help, but sometimes it's hard to know how. Amy Costello is a former Africa correspondent for The World. She now hosts the podcast Tiny Spark, which investigates the business of doing good. We asked Amy what we should keep in mind when contributing to aid groups providing typhoon relief.
One of the most important criteria should probably be that the organization has a national or ideally international reputation, has deep experience responding to these kinds of crisis and emergencies. It's incredibly difficult to operate in these kinds of conditions when there's no roads, no hospitals. So rather than giving your money to a small, perhaps local organization that doesn't have experience but has very good intentions, I think it makes most sense to put your money behind a national or international organization who you know knows how to operate in these kind of conditions.
There are on occasion people who decide, you know, I want to go there and help. Is that a practical thing to do? Is that really helpful?
It depends. A government spokesman from the Philippines recently said that they have a big need for technical experts. That would be people who can restore communication lines and power and water supplies, and they also need medical assistance. And so people with specialized skills may be able to offer a very important hand, but there are some caveats to that. And I think until these places can actually be accessed, it might be better for people with specialized skills to sit tight and wait until they can be assured that they can actually get to the places that need help.
Right. Now, Amy, you investigated the problems with medical volunteers who went to Haiti after the earthquake there. Lots of lessons were learned. Anything that might apply to the Philippines?
So what happened in Haiti after the earthquake is that lots of well-intentioned medical volunteers took leave of their jobs from hospitals and went down for a few days or maybe up to a couple of weeks at a time. But one of the things that that led to was a real breakdown in the quality of care that was delivered because there was no continuity. There was very little record keeping. And so patient care really declined because of this kind of ad hoc nature of the volunteer response. And another thing that I discovered in investigating medical volunteers who went to Haiti after the earthquake is that many of them actually caused harm to patients because they didn't have adequate training. One thing that every medical volunteer needs before they go to a place like the Philippines or to another international emergency is to have training in international emergency medicine and to also have experience working in developing nations before they deploy.
Oh, no. What's the difference, Amy? If you're an emergency room doctor or nurse, shouldn't you have the skills?
You have skills to provide medical care in a highly resourced hospital in an American city. What you don't necessarily have the skills for is how to deliver appropriate medical care in very low resource settings. And what happened in Haiti is that many surgeons arrived in Haiti, for instance, without anesthesia. They assumed it would be provided for them. And so they arrived in Haiti without anesthesia and had to wait for anesthesia to arrive. And in the interim, patients got sicker and sicker, and many, unfortunately, died.
Amy Costello, thank you as always for your insights.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Amy Costello is a former Africa correspondent for The World. She now hosts the podcast Tiny Spark, which investigates the business of doing good. She is also producing a global investigative series with The World called Tracking Charity. You can see her stories at PRI.org/Tracking Charity.